The Mariners and Angels playing the rubber game of their series. Star Wars night at the ballpark. We pick up the action bottom of the first. Nelson Cruz looking to extend his hitting streak to 13 games facing Alex Meyer.
Here's the 1-0, and he lines that one into right center field. That's going to split the outfielders. Now it's trouble going into third base and being waved around is the runner Cano. The throw to the plate's going to be late. He scores all the way from first base on that two-out double by Cruz. Here's the next pitch, popped up foul, first base side, Marte chasing. He reaches into the seats and actually lands in the first row, but can't make the catch. That was just past the photo well. So it's a full count, here's the pitch, and this is popped into shallow right field. It's trouble, it drops in. Two runs are going to score. And Heredia has a bloop two-run double, and Seattle has a 4-2 lead. That ball wasn't hit hard, it wasn't hit deep, and it fell in between three Angel fielders there. Espinosa, Marte, and Calhoun, none of them had a chance to catch it, and then it also just stayed fair. Here's the next pitch, that's grounded through into left center, that's another RBI hit. Second one of the night for Cruz. 6-2 Seattle. Here's the pitch, and that one is blasted into left field, and you can kiss it goodbye. Upper deck out there in left. No doubt about that one for Valencia. That's his second home run in the series, and he's a triple away from hitting for the cycle tonight. It's now 8-2.
The Angels lose to the Mariners and drop 2 out of 3 in the series. Manager Mike Socia spoke about the loss.
Well, I think we saw the flashes of the stuff. After he walked Gamble in the third inning, the sequence of Cano and Cruz was incredible. Then, Seager cues one off the end and gets that, they got a couple hits to fall in, but he showed flashes of why we're excited about him. And unfortunately, he just couldn't command counts enough and put some guys away to be a little more effective. He's worked on a lot of different things. He's thrown the ball well for some stretches, and at times, some things got away from him. He got back on track today, which was a real positive. And, if a couple of those hits don't fall in, you could be rewriting a story on what his what his line looks like, but unfortunately you can't erase those. You see the stuff and you look at the line score, it just doesn't match up. So hopefully he'll find that groove, find that consistency, and bottle that stuff that's really nasty.
You still expect him to get another start?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at a couple things, but we see where we are right now, so still like his stuff.
Up next, the Angels host the Astros on Friday with Julys Chacín on the hill.